increased wood burning in the Fairbanks area is causing localized air quality problems. The oil price spike that culminated this summer resulted in many area home and business owners switching from oil to wood heating, and that's putting a lot of smoke in the air. Joan Hardesty with Department of Environmental Conservation in Fairbanks says her agency regularly gets complaints.
A person from North Pole called in that he went home one night and it was real hazy outside. He woke up and he had the same smoky haze inside his house. One of the schools called in and they stopped the kids from going outside playing during recess because there was so much smoke in the neighborhood.
The Wood River Elementary School is situated in a densely populated neighborhood where a few residents have outdoor wood-fired boilers. Principal Star Patterson says she called DEC a couple weeks back when smoke posed a risk to students and school staff. Patterson says there was a haze of smoke in some classrooms and a few kids with respiratory problems stayed home. High fine particulate levels due to smoke have triggered numerous air quality advisories in Fairbanks in recent weeks, and the Environmental Protection Agency is in the process of lining out a non-attainment area where emissions will be regulated. Hardesty says there's already a state law against putting out too much smoke. The state and Fairbanks Borough are teaming up to clamp down on polluters. Residents could face fines for putting out too much smoke or even be forbidden from using stoves or boilers that cannot be operated cleanly. Borough Mayor Jim Whitaker says the problem was anticipated, but the borough had to delay action.
We were faced with the very real possibility of people simply not being able to heat their homes, given the high cost of heating fuel. And also at that time, we did not have standards for outdoor wood burners. We do now have a set of standards from the EPA that can be enforced. And we will be moving an ordinance forward within the next 60 days. That will provide for some very strict standards with regard to both wood stoves and outdoor wood burners.
Whitaker says it's estimated that between 1 and 2,000 outdoor wood and coal boilers are operating in the borough, as well as thousands of wood stoves. He says there may be a buyout program to help people replace polluting appliances. The mayor has made cleaning up local air a top priority for his final year in office. Whitaker says fine particulates present a proven health risk and the pollution problem is putting the brakes on development in the area.